This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's Mary Vandeville on guitar this morning.
Yeah.
Some people wondering where Lou Manfredini is. He's off today. Where is he? Is he on vacation or something?
He is on vacation. I don't know the exact location. He did not disclose
probably
that.
At somebody's house cleaning out the gutters. I've talked about my brother many times on this show. I have a brother with special needs who reads at probably a second grade level. Very high functioning and very curious and very positive. And at some point, I would love to get him to commit to, you know, learning to read at a little higher level, obviously, so he can enjoy life even more. I'd love to be as positive as he is, but, you know, that opens up a whole new world. Becky Raymond's here, solution-focused senior executive and adult literacy expert with more than 20 years of success with education, adult literacy, and the same. I mean, it changes your world.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, not being able to read really hinders your ability to navigate the world, and the demands are only increasing. You know, I think 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you could get by with lower literacy skills, but now employment, technology, all of these things require a higher level of functioning.
There's people listening right now who struggle with reading, who are adults, and there used to be a stigma attached to it, a stigma that I don't think is as big a deal anymore, or am I wrong?
Well, I think now we're seeing it more on a continuum, so that it's not just talking about the lower end, but what's the higher end? How can we help adults improve their skills to move on to better jobs, move along a career pathway is what we like to think of, you know, help their kids with their education, improve their health. There's so many things that can be done by building skills.
We have any idea percentage-wise how many adults struggle with reading?
In Chicago, we say about 500,000 people.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And there aren't that many that are engaged with adult education programs. And honestly, there aren't enough spaces in those programs to accommodate the needs. So it's really an issue where we have to think out of the box in terms of how adults can improve skills. You know, I think technology is a big promise for adult education.
Sure.
That so many people now, most people have smartphones. How can we use the smartphone to build skill and also encourage people to join programs so they get that social-emotional support, but, you know, again, using technology is one thing the coalition is very focused on.
Well, and I would just say with 500,000 people in Chicago, you know, it's another reason not to feel like you're the only one. There's a million reasons why it didn't happen for you yet, you know, learning disabilities, undiagnosed, untreated.
Right.
Or whatever the reason may be.
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, you know, coming up through Chicago Public Schools, some students drop out. There's a large English as a second language community.
That's a good point.
Those are also counted in that figure. So we do really want to hold up the stories of adult learners and give examples of people who are improving their lives. And that's what we're here to do.
There's a big, and I would say the cause of her life, Barbara Bush, was a real force in America to try to push for adult literacy.
Oh, absolutely. Her foundation continues to contribute significantly to adult education.
The Chicago Citywide Literacy Coalition does what?
Well, we fund programs. We do pass-through grants to adult literacy projects across the city. We advocate for improved and more services. And we really are kind of like the mortar between the bricks of programs so that we help them come together to network, to figure out how they can partner to serve more people and to serve them better.
You can imagine how challenging it is, Steve. If you struggle with literacy, how does one even search out a program? You know, if you're not even able to read, you're not looking things up to find it, you know, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why it's important for us to get the word out. And, you know, people can come to our website, ChicagoCitywideLiteracy.org, and learn more about programs.
You had a big award ceremony yesterday. Do you do events throughout the year?
Last night's event, Beyond Books, is our big annual event. Mm-hmm. We hope to do more events, but last night is really an opportunity to recognize what we call the literacy leader, and we recognized Commissioner Julie Morita from the Chicago Public Health Department for her leadership role around recognizing education as a social determinant of health. Mm-hmm. And then we recognized an adult educator and adult learner. So again, it's about getting stories out to let people know that there is help, that services are available, that you're not the only one.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to force any adult in your life to do this, but if somebody's ready to do this, willing to do this, and doesn't know what to do about doing this, if you love somebody who struggles with this, or maybe it's you, what do you recommend?
You know, I think just letting them know about the options, you know, visiting our website to find out about our members. We have more than 40 member organizations that we work with on a regular basis. So there are services out there.
Is it expensive?
No, they're all free.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. This is funded by the state through federal grants. So everything should be free.
What portion of it is, you said you... that the CCLC does to take the burden off taxpayers. Where does that funding come from?
Philanthropics.
Oh, there is private funding.
Yeah, we get a lot of grants from local foundations to provide kind of the mortar, the in-between programming that we do.
And if any big shots are listening now and they'd like to write you a huge check, that would be okay?
That would be totally fine.
You know, the one thing that, speaking to the people who maybe are scared to maybe admit that they need more help, or the, you know, like Steve, you said, if when Mickey's ready, you know, mm-hmm. all adults should continually advance your skills in life. You know, it's not just someone that should, you know, become more literate. You know, we all continue to take classes and learn things and develop skills, and, you know, everybody does. So it's not, they're not the only ones.
Yeah, and you're learning every day. You know, whether you read or not, you're learning every day. So why not expand that part of your brain and that part of your life? Doctors, by law, nurses, by law, have to expand their education every single year. People don't stop learning.
Teachers. They have
teachers as well. There's no reason for you to stop.
Even hairdressers have to take tests all the time. Yeah.
The only people that don't have continuing education are talk show hosts.
Yeah, I mean, I think we put it in a framework of lifelong learning, and that's just one of the values that the coalition embraces.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks.
What can we do to help you?
Just help get the word out. Again, it's ChicagoCitywideLiteracy.org. We'd love to, you know, let people know about our programs, about our members, and the services that they provide.
And in the surrounding counties, similar services in DuPage and Will and various places?
Yeah, throughout the state, you know, there are services. So people can contact us, and we'll send them in the right direction.
Thanks for coming over again. Enjoy your weekend, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.